There was 250 of us.
We should say this was during the Korean War.
This was during the Korean War.
This would have been in the 50s, of course. In the company you were in, there were 250.
250. The colonel got up there and he's telling us, 240 are going to Korea. And he says there's 10 going to Europe. Believe it or not, I was one of the 10 picked to go to Europe.
Were you really happy?
Oh, I was happy. I let a roar out of me. I had to turn around and salute the commanding officer again and say, sorry, sir, that was just us going home. So they sent me, and I got to my destination, Bremerhaven, Germany.
And what did you do there?
I was in the supply business. We had a big supply depot. That's what they trained me for. All American stuff came to us first. Whoever wanted it, we would send it to them. When I was in the army, I was stationed in Germany and I put in for a furlough and I couldn't get one. This was in November. I went to the company commander and he says, well, I have nothing to do about it. I said, yes, sir, but you'll never regret this. If I get to go home for Christmas, he says, I have nothing to do with it. I says, sir, I can always go AWOL, option without leave. He said, you're not going to be dumb enough to do that. I said, sir, I want to go and see my mother and father. I'm not just going to go looking for girls. So he said, well, let me try. The 23rd day of December, there was a notice, Private Matson, see the company commander. I went in to salute him, and he says, you know what you said? I said, yes, sir. He says, you have 14 days. I said, 14? I only wanted a couple. He said, you have 14 days and do not let me down. And I was not about to let him down. I went home, I rung the doorbell and walked in my mother and father, and she passed out on me. She wasn't expecting me. I walked up and here's somebody in American uniform. It was her son. And you know, every time I went home on furlough, I never got into civilian clothes. They were always proud of their son in American uniform.
How proud they were.
They were proud. Yeah. Put on your uniform. Come on, we're going downtown. Put on your uniform.
That's a wonderful memory. What about Daphne then?
Well, I told her, now if I'm going to Korea, I'm not even going to get engaged.
You were afraid if you went to Korea, you didn't know if you'd be coming back again.
That's the reason I did not want to get engaged or anything else.
You did not want her to go through that. So then you were very happy to say, I'm not going to Korea.
I'll never forget her. Called her on a Friday night. I said, honey, do you want to get married? She said, what? I said, do you want to get married? I'll be home on Sunday. I've got 5 days, and if you want to get married, arrange the wedding.
Did she say yes right away?
Oh, no. She kind of stammered and stuttered for a few minutes as she was overcome. I said, I'm going to Europe. I've no idea where I'm going, but I'm going to Europe, and let's get married. She arranged the wedding. I got home on a Sunday. I had 5 days. There was about 20 or 30 people there, and that was it. Because we did not have time to invite people. Everything went well.
Yeah. And how long were you married?
56 years.
And then you had children from that marriage?
Yes, I had two boys.
And their names?
Geordie, or George, and Mark. Mark dropped dead of a heart attack on his way back from, we were on a vacation.
How old was he?
41.
And then we should say that George, Geordie, is here in the room with us today.
That is correct. Geordie's right here. He's actually George, but we call him Geordie to distinguish between he and I.
What church were you married in?
First Presbyterian Church.
First Presbyterian Church?
Yes. Dr. Miller married us. That was the old Dr. Miller, not the one that we have today. You know, I got a little envelope and putting a few dollars in it for him. He refused to take it. I said, sir, he says, no, I'm not going to take a GI's money. He was a great man.
Yeah.
He was Edwin Miller, Dr. Edwin Miller.
There was a library there at First Presbyterian
that
Church
correct,
aimed after that, Dr. Miller.
That is correct.
Yeah, what a kind man.